Okay, so let me put a little disclaimer right at the beginning of this episode. So yes, I do refer to specific companies, but in no way am I referring to whether they're good or bad, or judging their business or their operations. Just made me think a little bit about a specific area, and yeah, I unpack it from there. There's a quote that goes that even if you're on the right track, if you just sit there, you'll still get run over. So today I thought, as a motorbike drove past me, and it was one of the Checkers 60 guys who do the deliveries that you can do online, that first mover advantage. But if you just remain on the track, you don't move. What then? So let's unpack that a little bit. It's a little perspective. There's often in business, they talk about companies who have the opportunity to have the first mover advantage. And then sometimes they then later on refer to companies that have been successful, that have actively utilized the first mover advantage or their first mover advantage. So as I was pulling up to a robot now this morning, Saturday, alongside me pulled up a gentleman on the Checkers 60 motorbike. Now for anyone who's listening overseas, Checkers 60, Checkers is the big brand company supermarket chain store in South Africa. And during lockdown and COVID, they launched their Checkers 60 app and service. And what that was really about is that within 60 minutes of you placing your order at a Checkers store, someone will deliver it to your designated destination. And that has just expanded considerably. The number of motorbikes moving around with people delivering a Checkers 60, and it'll be interesting to actually see the numbers that are going through that app from a financial perspective, but also the number of sales, excuse me, the number of sales, the number of users that are doing, which that information I don't have. And what they've also done is they've now capitalizing on that, where they're coming out with sponsorship. For example, at the moment, they are one of the broadcast sponsors for the Rugby World Cup on the local South African SuperSport channel. And they've come out with innovative little marketing things to support that advertising and to support the Springboks rugby team. But as that car parked there, and I was thinking about it the other day, it actually wasn't Checkers who had the first online home-to-home delivery service from a supermarket in South Africa. If I recall correctly, it was actually Pick n Pay. It was actually the Pick n Pay brand, Pick n Pay stores that had the guys that came around in what used to be those tuk-tuks, where they could deliver your goods to your house based on what you ordered. So in essence, they were the first mover. Now, what is really interesting is that if you look at their current situation, Pick n Pay as a company is actually battling. And they've had some recent changes of CEOs, and unfortunately, their long-standing founder also recently passed away. But during lockdown, in my mind, I never saw them capitalize on what they had, which was probably systems in place already a number of years in advance to allow people to do online ordering and delivery to your house door wherever you stay. But yet, Checkers and their 60 brand came out of nowhere, fully capitalized on a market that was desperate, a market that needed and didn't want to go out and was cautious to go out and was scared to go out for various reasons and good reasons. But they capitalized on all of that. And they are now a brand that has come through so powerfully in the online delivery format. But Pick and Pay is almost nowhere in that space. Now I know, and I have seen, that Pick and Pay has also got some vehicles or motorbikes, whatever, and deliveries. And I don't know the name of what they're doing and what they call it. But I know they do have a footprint in the market. But they were the first mover against someone else's capitalized on the market, in my view. Humble view. Maybe Pick and Pay, or they might disagree with me, which is fine. And this is me not running Pick and Pay down, but it is talking and thinking and reflecting on the concept that the first mover advantage can be there for a company, a corporate, an individual. It can be there. But it brought me back to that quote, and unfortunately I don't know who quoted it and what the quote, who the quote author is. But it goes along the lines of, even if you're on the right track, if you just sit there, you will still get run over. So how often are we not on the right track? How often are we, well, we are possibly on the right track. We may even have that first mover advantage, but then we become complacent. We become comfortable. We think we've got enough of the market share, or we have enough value that people will continue. And someone comes in from the left field and totally capitalizes on a share market that you were actually in, you had certain advantages for. But maybe we became complacent. Maybe we didn't continue to look at the boundaries. Maybe we didn't continue to see how we could improve it, improve the service delivery, get the brand out there. The other thing is, someone like Checkers could have just launched at the perfect time. And because of the lockdown, it was actually a perfect storm. And so people were desperate, and that became visible. And word of mouth became the way of spread. And before you know it, people were actually using their products and their initiative a lot more than someone else's. So yeah, I just, as I think and reflect, and as that gentleman drove past me, it did make me wonder, how often are we not on the right track, but we're just sitting there? How often do we, potentially because we haven't continued to grow what we do and continue to look into the future, we actually lose possibly what could have been a first mover advantage? So yeah, just some thoughts Saturday morning around first mover advantage and the fact that even if you're on the right track and you just sit there, you could still be run over. Have a wonderful day, have a wonderful weekend, and whenever and wherever you listen to this, in whatever shape or form, I trust this brings just a little bit of thought and value to your world as I potentially reflect on things that challenge me in my world. Keep well, goodbye, and have a good one. Cheers, bye.
So just to wrap up again, just a reminder that in no way am I criticizing the specific companies or the operations. Everyone has obviously very specific focus areas and the way they do the business. But it just made me think around the topic that I unpacked today, more than anything else. Each of those businesses have their own strengths, and I know they're probably working on their own strategies in completely different ways. Cool. Keep well.